We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, here we go, campers. Greetings, salutations, alohas as we get underway on the most disrespected day of the week. I mean, look, Monday, it's pretty much universal. Everybody hates the you-know-what out of Monday. Wednesday, well, that's hump day. You know, we're over the hump. We're good to go. It's all downhill from here. Friday goes without saying. But Tuesday, it's just kind of, it's Tuesday.
What day of the week is it?
What does it feel like?
It's like Tuesday.
Well, it's Tuesday.
Who are these people?
They are hilarious drive time radio guys.
You are hilarious.
They're seriously so funny.
You best put seatbelts on your ears because I'm going to take them for the ride of their lives.
It's where fun meets awesome.
You are going to love this.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
It is indeed showtime. Here we go, getting underway with yours truly. It's Bob and the Bobettes. And it's after a brief downpour tsunami this morning, as it turned out to be a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Great to have you along. If you missed the keyword for this hour in the $1,000 bankroll contest, what did I do with it? Yeah, I got it. Water. Agua. Water. W-A-T-E-R is the keyword for this hour. Text it to 72881. Get your name in the hat in the $1,000 bankroll contest, okay? Great to have you along, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. And, of course, it's easy for you to get in touch. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. If you prefer to send me a text, as many do, just use the CSRP, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. So the left, the propagandists in the media, all have their underwear all in a wad because the president unloaded yesterday on a number of fronts. And they hate it when this happens because, of course, they are unaccustomed to any Republican president actually responding when they are attacked. And no Republican president, I think I can say without fear of contradiction, at least in my lifetime, has been attacked as incessantly, as universally, as dishonestly as has the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party that likes to refer to himself as a journalist and standing up for the Republican democracy, blah, 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 and all their other self-serving blather. And so when Trump is attacked and reacts, responds to the attacks, other than just, you know, a la George W. Bush or H.W. or, you know, well, it's demeaning, don't you know? It's beneath the dignity of the office of the... What kind of dignity was brought to the office of the presidency by Trump's predecessor, giving away $150 billion to the mullahs in Iran so that they can advance their nuclear weapons research so they can launch missiles on Israel and then us next? Yeah, a lot of dignity in that. What kind of dignity is there when in Ukraine, they go to our State Department 4 years ago and say, hey, what's going on with the vice president's kid being on the board of directors of this energy company? State Department says, oh, he is? Well, yeah, nothing to see here. Move along. A lot of dignity there. So the president yesterday venting his frustration about the criticisms leveled against him over all the recent drummed-up controversies, including his decision to take troops out of Syria, the location of the 2020 G7 summit and the House's illegitimate impeachment inquiry, while saying the president of the United States should be allowed to run the country, not have to focus on this kind of crap, end quote. And he's right, but that's the last thing they want, is Trump running the country. Their whole rationale for the last 3+ years of this president's term have been to disenfranchise him, to remove him from office, by hook or by crook, by the Mueller investigation and all the phoniness that existed there in their silent coup attempt with Brennan and Clapper and Comey and all the rest of the cabal. The president speaking to reporters ahead of a cabinet meeting at the White House, striking an unapologetic tone. What does he have to apologize for? And again, this is a story from Fox News. Striking an unapologetic tone as he defended his withdrawal of the U.S. military from northern Syria, claiming that his decision was simply a delivery of a 2016 campaign promise to bring U.S. troops home and stop having us fight in every hellhole in the world. For what? Isn't it ironic? You know, Obama pulls troops out of Iraq. The media. All the Democrats sycophants. Oh, yeah. What a statesman. And Trump pulls a couple hundred troops out of Syria, and it's the end of the world. It's World War III. The president saying, where's the agreement that says we have to stay in the Middle East for the rest of humanity, for the rest of civilization, to protect the Kurds? We've taken very good care of them. We're bringing our troops back home. I got elected by bringing our troops back home. You see the president's appearance in Dallas the other night? Second biggest round of applause he got was when he mentioned pulling the troops out of Syria. The president, despite mounting criticisms over the move, politically motivated mounting criticisms from demon rats over long-standing military relations with Kurdish armed forces, has maintained that the Kurds are going to be safe, while noting that the U.S. never agreed to protect them for the rest of their lives. And he's right. We didn't sign on to protect the Kurds in perpetuity. The president saying, I'm trying to get out of wars. We may have to get in wars. We're better prepared than we've ever been. Keeping his eye on Iran and warned that the country could be hit like they've never been hit before. Trump went on to blast congressional Democrats, including Pelosi, Adam Bullschiff, over the formal impeachment inquiry into him. See this again. There is no formal impeachment inquiry into him. There is an informal, not following the constitutional process, inquiry into him. But they love to spin this stuff. I think these people, it's terrible what they're doing. Pelosi, Shifty Schiff, Schumer, these people are trying to destroy the country. It's a very bad thing that they're doing. They want to impeach me because it's the only way they're going to win. It's so illegitimate, it cannot be the way our founders meant this to be. Well, and he's right, it's not. If it was a as described in this BS story from Fox, a formal impeachment inquiry, it would have been voted on in a bipartisan fashion by all the members of the House. And it's not. This is Democrats only. And that's exactly the way Pelosi wants it. So good for the president. Give as good as you get. In fact, give him one more for good measure. 3:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. We will go to the phones when I come right back here on the Tuesday edition on WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Quite right. Quite right. Poor old Tuesday. Our disrespected Tuesday. Our old underachieving Tuesday. Listener named Frank sent me an email last week and asked me, said, actually, it got to me too late last Tuesday for me to be able to use it, but I hung on to it and asked me to use Moody's, the Moody Blues, and Tuesday afternoon for a bumper music today. So there you go. That's appropriate, I believe. Great to have you along. 22 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show on Tuesday. Barbara is first up today. She's our leadoff batter in Spartanburg. Hi, Barb, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Thank you, sir. I have just called Senator Graham's office and asked that he use his powerful position and committee to investigate the people that have staged this coup against President Trump, and especially since there's so much evidence that is true.
Yes.
And I hope that all South Carolinians will call Senator Graham and ask that he do so also.
Yes. Look, Lindsey is the head of the House Judiciary Committee. That is one of the most powerful positions in the entire United States Senate. And Lindsey keeps talking about, well, you know, we're going to investigate this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. Look, talk is cheap, okay? Let's see some action.
Absolutely. Well, I think if we all call him and besiege his phone and his email and everything else, he'll see that we South Carolinians want this.
Well, I would hope so. Thank you, Barbara. I appreciate that. And thanks for sharing that you did that. And I encourage everybody else to call Senator Graham's office and tell him, hey, you know, get off your duff. How about investigating these people? I don't know. It may or may not matter to Lindsey. He's got a huge campaign war chest. I'm sure he feels as if, you know, his reelection prospects are glorious. He continues, of course, to show up in front of every TV camera that's willing to invite him on. But he's catching his share of flack as well. Was it last night? I'm not sure if this was. I think this was last night. On Tucker Carlson, Senator Rand Paul was on. And Tucker asked him about this very subject that Barbara just raised. Here's the audio from that interview.
We're joined by Senator Rand Paul. He serves with Senator Graham. He represents the Commonwealth of Kentucky. He's got a new book out, a fantastic new book called The Case Against Socialism. Rand Paul joins us tonight. Senator, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Tucker.
So I don't want to single out, I don't want to be, you know, unfair to any particular senator, but I would tell you that I hear a lot from our viewers, you know, what is the answer? How did this start? Lindsey Graham is the committee chairman. He claimed he would get to the bottom of it. Why hasn't he?
Well, not just any senator can do this. So I can't call a committee hearing and drag these people in. Senator Graham has the power. He's the chairman of a powerful committee, the Judiciary Committee. And yes, I've encouraged him publicly and privately to do this. I'd like to see John Brennan come in. I want to see Brennan testify. And I would ask him very pointedly, did you talk to the British intelligence agencies? And did you set up spying by foreign intelligence agencies on the president or the president's campaign? Because I think he did. And I think that's against the law. And I've talk to people who are convinced that these people, while they may be deceitful, they're sort of, you know, so officious that they probably, as paperwork, they filled out, and those phone calls probably have a record. But I think he did call the British agents, and I think he did get them involved. But I also think it'd be interesting to know Christopher Steele in that Steele dossier, did he talk to Russian agents? That's been the rumor for over a year now, that he was getting information from Russian agents. So everything the Democrats have accused President Trump of doing, you know, investigating a political rival with a foreign country,
right?
All of those same questions should be asked of the Democrats. Did they do that to Trump?
Well, that's exactly right. And we're being told we have no right to know the answer after 2 years of sitting patiently and listening to this nonsense about Russia. So Lindsey Graham is at the center of this. You want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but the question remains, why hasn't he done this? It's within his power to do it. He hasn't done it. What's the answer? Why?
You know, I think we'll have to wait and see. I think he does want to get to the bottom of this, but you're right. He needs to go ahead and exercise his power. We've been waiting a long time on this. Some people, and I'm not going to say Senator Graham, but there are other Republican senators up here whose allegiance is more to the deep state than it is to the president.
Yeah.
I do think that Senator Graham does like the president and wants to get to the bottom of this, but a lot of us want to see it get started. We want to see subpoenas, and we don't want to see everything being done in secret on the House side, and then they parse out what they want to parse out. Most of those people that are testifying over there could equally be asked to testify over here. But really, I want to see Brennan come in, and I want to see him under oath. I want to see him under oath.
So I see a pattern here, though. And again, I don't want to be mean to Senator Graham, who I've known for a long time and I think is smart and capable. And maybe that's my frustration, is he is smart, he is capable. When he goes on cable news, not on this show, but on others, and he makes these claims, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm fighting for you, and then he doesn't. Here's another example. Here is Lindsey Graham promising us, voters in America, he's going to get to the bottom of the raid on Roger Stone's house. Watch.
My job is to provide oversight to the Department of Justice as the judiciary chairman. Somebody needs to watch those who watch us. Mueller, do your job, but these tactics are unacceptable given the level of threat here. I'm sending a message to them. You're accountable to the Congress, and we're going
to
find out what
you...
Well, they better answer my letter.
Okay. Oh, Lindsey's going to send them a letter. And that was back with the Roger Stone stuff. That's 3 years ago. Come on, Lindsey. How about being something other than, as they say in Texas, all hat and no cattle? Text line, a texter says, the reason Lindsey isn't doing anything is because it's going to mention his buddy John McCain on the Steele dossier. If you're going to do anything, step aside, Lindsey. Bob, he knows he has us over a barrel. Who are we supposed to vote for but him? Some Democrat? Yeah, right. Bob, maybe Graham is part of the military-industrial complex. Well, look at all the hell that Lindsey's raised over President Trump pulling troops out of Syria. Take a look at Lindsey's donor list. Okay. Bobby, we have a deep state government uprising against the people. It's past time for the people's answer in the form of a people's revolution. The texter said armed revolution. I'm not recommending that yet. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. When we come back on the other side, the latest in the revelation of Pierre Delecto. No, he's not the star of some X-rated movie, some guy with a porn stash. He was a candidate for president of the United States. Pierre Delecto was a candidate for president? Sadly, yeah.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Side effects may include drowsiness and loss of appetite.
Certainly hope not. Supper hours still ahead. Don't want to lose your appetite now. 23 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Great to have you along in this Tuesday afternoon. On the text line, 71307. Bobby, it's incredible to me to believe that one race can monopolize a word. Lynching people all around the world forever have been lynched. This is total BS as usual. Yeah, you know, and all the way back through history. People have been hanged, lynched. Bobby, who props up flimsy gramnesty with campaign cash? Well, Chamber of Commerce, people that like open borders, people that stand to gain from America being involved in endless conflicts around the world, amongst others. Bob, Lindsey Graham is a bipolar Democrat in disguise. Yeah, and a very poor disguise at that. What else we have here? Hashtag Where's Lindsey is trending on Twitter. Another texter says, get behind your president, Lindsey. I'm not sure he is his president. Bob, about Tuesday afternoon for bumper music, the Moody Blues, my best friend's name is Tuesday. Good day. Thank you. Senate Judiciary Committee. Yeah. Okay. What's your point? Bobby, how about this for an ad? Hey, Mills. Hello, neighbor. I can't find my stupid dog. His name is Murphy. Might save everyone just combining the two there. Bobby, I'm not sure the president made a good choice of words in his controversial text. However, if he keeps calling it a witch hunt, he eventually would have triggered crooked Hillary Rodham Kankles, pantsuit Clinton, and Nancy Pelosi. I'm just saying. Gosh. Look up the definition of lynching. Nowhere in the definition does it mention a specific race or group of people or a historical lynching of blacks. It's defined as a person being punished by being hung by a mob for an alleged crime with or without proof. It is still a legitimate word in the English language. Y'all must be crazy down there if you think I'm going to expose the truth and run off my 20% Democrat vote. Sincerely, signed, Flimsy G. Bobby, instead of finding Murphy, it should be finding Lindsey. Okay, there we go. What? I'm sorry. I thought I was caught up, and just a couple more quickly popped in. Bobby, we can say this about our ex-governor, but at least he had the nerve to call your station and express what he believes. You'll never get such gumption from Graham. Lindsey was on, what, 7 years ago? Must have been 7 years ago. That would have been leading into re-election, right? Which is why he came on the show. And he was eviscerated by the callers. And if memory serves, into the broadcast by saying to one of the callers, where are you getting your news, from WORD? You know, and I just laughed at him. So, you know, he's gone and he's not coming back because he knows how you guys will treat him. Hypocrites. How many of the offended minorities are members of the lynching Democrat Party? From Mrs. Veronica L. Neck. Fair question. Well, what party did the KKK come from? Well, yeah, the Democrat. What party had a senator from West Virginia, whose name shall go unmentioned, but whose initials were Robert Byrd, who was not just a member of the Klan, was a high-ranking member of the KKK in West Virginia. A grand omnipotent clavern stomper or something. I don't know what his rank was. And when Robert Byrd died, you know, they gave him a state funeral, like they're about to do for Elijah Cummings, whose wife is still under investigation by the IRS. You got to love it. Meantime, back to Pierre Delecto. A story today from the American Spectator by Jeffrey Lord. So Mitt Romney is out of the closet. Comes the news from the left-leaning Slate, which gleaned its initial information from a story in The Atlantic that Romney has been caught with a secret Twitter account in the name of Pierre Delecto. in which Pierre Delecto snarks and mocks everyone from the president to Marco Rubio to Newt Gingrich and others. It's a remarkable and damaging self-inflicted wound. Romney comes across as a bitter, insecure, and utterly without principle man, and not for the first time. How about this? Romney, 2002. I'm not a partisan Republican. I'm someone who is moderate, and my views are progressive. Okay? That was Romney when he was running for office in Massachusetts. When he ran for president in 2012, described himself as severely conservative. In other words, we have evidence that Romney, what do you know, like many politicians, will say whatever he feels he has to say at the moment. In other words, his principles consist of having no principles, right? Latest example is attack on President Trump. In 2012, Romney was thrilled to get Trump's endorsement, saying, "It means a great deal to have the endorsement of Mr. Trump. There are some things that you just can't imagine happening in your life. This is one of them." 2018, when Romney was running for his Utah Senate seat. "Thank you, Mr. President, for your support. I hope that over the course of the campaign, I also earn the support and endorsement of the people of Utah." Romney was only too happy to be considered for Trump's Secretary of State. Well, he didn't get the job. And so now Romney says this: "The places where I would be most critical of the president would be in matters that were divisive, that appeared to be appealing to racism or misogyny, and those that are the kinds of things I think that have been most harmful long-term to the foundation of America's virtuous character." Why do I have the feeling Mitt Romney would not recognize virtuous character if it bit him in the gluteus maximus? So what do we have here? Yet another glimpse of just how unprincipled this guy is. He believes Trump appeals to racism and misogyny, but he was thrilled to have his endorsement in 2012. Also not to be forgotten, the 2012 nomination in hand, Romney had his team, in a very petulant, deliberate move, refuse to invite Alaska Governor Sarah Palin to the GOP convention. So, you know, small-minded, a guy who is out for himself and nothing else, and will say and do whatever he feels is necessary to be able to enable him to accomplish whatever his goal of the moment may be. 3:45, so good luck to you, Pierre Delecto. Au revoir. 4:45. Be right back here on the Bobby Mac Show. Welcome back. 3:50 now, 4:10 here on the Bobby Mac Show, in on the text line this afternoon. Bob, just think, Horowitz is deep state and Flimsy is waiting for Horowitz to report before doing anything. So our do-nothing senator is waiting on another do-nothing. He's like the little bird in a cuckoo clock, predictable, vocal, nothing ever said. Well, we'll see. We'll see if Mr. Horowitz, the DOJ's IG, does prove to be a deep stater. Bobby, do you think we can get Hillary to get Lindsey and Hugh Leatherman to play a game of Russian roulette using a Colt 1911, which, of course, is an automatic? "1,300 lynchings of blacks for whatever reason? How many cattle rustlers were lynched for stealing cattle? That doesn't count." Well, if you go far enough back in this country, you will see Chinese that were hanged, lynched, Italians, white people. I don't know where that 1,300 number came from. You provide no validation for it. Bob, you know they called Ronald Reagan the Gipper. We should call Lindsey the Flipper. The Flipper. No one you see is smarter than he. Bob, Romney's the biggest phony progressive you-know-what that I know. No wonder he ran with progressive Paul Ryan. Thanks. Signed, your 7-0 Buckeyes fan. Gotcha. Bobby, Romney's going to have his own planet someday, so he may want to refrain from saying anything bad about him. Of course, I'm just kidding. Also, it's our fault Lindsay is too cowardly to come on WORD. I was thinking his lack of spine, guts, etc. was a congenital birth defect. Bobby, since when is the L word, that would be lynching, associated only with blacks? Everybody thinks that are racist themselves. Bobby, it'll probably be 7 years before Lindsay talks to Maria Bartiromo again. Bobby, are you sure about that that Mitt Romney, Pierre Delecto name? That may be a misprint. I think actually it is Pepe Le Pew. Oh. Bobby, the senator from West Virginia, Robert Byrd, was the Grand Kleagle of the Klan. Of course he was. Bobby, Graham's last town hall was when Russ was here, and that was the last open one he's ever had. He was almost run out of Furman on a rail that night. Bobby, Will Lewis belongs in jail. Thank you for that editorial comment. Don't worry, he's on his way. Bobby, anyone else under the impression Lynch Mob is an 80s rock band made up of all white guys? oh, by the way, speaking of a former governor, talking about, well, you know who I'm talking about, a former ambassador to the United Nations, our former governor who on one day said, no, the Confederate flag didn't have anything to do with the Charleston shooting. And then after the weekend passed on Monday, said the Confederate flag must come down. You know, of who am I? Well, turns out I saw on the Fitz News website last week that our former governor just bought a $2.5 million home on Kiowa Island. Yeah, good going. Bobby, how about those Astros from Katie Danner? How about them? Walk-off home run. That has put them in the World Series, which, unless I'm mistaken, doesn't the World Series begin tonight? I thought I pulled off some audio from that. What'd I do with it? Oh, wait a second. I've got it here. No, that's not it. Wait just a minute. I got it. Not to worry. Yeah, there we go. World Series begins tonight.
You know that we're four wins away now from what we set out to do in spring training.
We're one step closer right now.
That's why we play this game here for this moment.
You can't take these for granted.
One more. Let's have one more champagne pop.
The Washington Nationals are National League champions.
Okay, boy, a couple of great pitching staffs. So what you're in store for in the series? 10 strikeouts in a row, followed by a home run, followed by 5-6 more strikeouts in a row, followed by another home run. I mean, that's MLB these days. Bobby, you know Pierre Delecto translates from the French to Delicious Peter or Peter Delicious. Anthony Weiner only wishes that he'd thought of that. Bobby, South Carolina law doesn't mention something didn't compute here. Doesn't mention R-O-O-E in its lynching law. Just five or more people attacking. Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, there's a different distinction for lynching here in South Carolina. Bobby, I stay away from politics a lot more now. I'll take hunting in the woods over listening to quacks and their intelligent and logical ideas. Bobby, I guess that board seat at Boeing must be paying pretty well. What a total sellout Nikki Haley is. Bobby, Lindsay is as useful as a football bat. Okay, I'll take your word for it. Hour number one of the Bobby Mac Show has zipped on past. There is an important election that is, well, we're gaining on it. Coming up the first week in November, we're getting some encouragement to make sure we show up. Talk about that and more. And a special guest from the RNC joins me on the other side here on the Tuesday Bobby Mac Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.